Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Perfect time to say goodbye. When I come back like Joy, we're in the 4-5.
Well, there's a lot going on there, Vladdy Daddy. Good stuff there. By the way, the NBA and NHL postseasons are underway, and we got a great way for you to watch the games. We're giving away a $250 gift card to Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. If you haven't taken your kids there, it's a great place to go. For your chance to win, go to WQAM.com/contest and enter. That simple. Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports. And they have cold beers, by the way, at the bar.
You know that.
I do know
you
that.
You do know that.
Because I have been over there for lunch. I had lunch with somebody there one day. Another guy. I went, wow, redid the bar, looks good. A lot of good stuff. We used to do our recruiting shows over there with Larry Bluestein and everything else. So we did all that. By the way, I am still blown away. I know it's over. It's done. The draft is done. How about what the NFL has done with their draft? Round one, 12.1 million viewers is what they averaged. To watch a bunch of young guys, most of them didn't even show up to the party. I mean, they had them at home. They had cameras everywhere that they thought a guy was going to get drafted. 12.1 million stayed around to watch. Some teams don't even have a first-round pick, and others have two to watch. And 275,000 fans showed up in Detroit. I have never seen that many people in one little area. It was incredible. I thought it was 100. I had no idea it was almost.
Do you think it reflects on nothing to do else to do in the city? Like, if you have a great city, is it a smaller crowd to go to the NFL draft?
Oh, no. I think no matter where it is now, it's packed.
Yeah.
We thought it was a Vegas thing. We thought it was a Nashville thing. And they go to Detroit.
To watch a guy read a name off a card, that's really what the draft, you're going to see. Why would you go to see that?
I don't get that either, by the way, but we had a lot of fans from here. Some I've known for a long time that are diehard fans that paint up and fans of the year. They all go, and they all meet each other there.
Speaking of which, they have those right up by the stage. They have each team has an area of
fans.
Right. Those are that's all set up, right? I mean, those guys are all made up. They got the –
Yeah, but they put that on for every home game. That's every home game. So I know five or six of our fans, and I've gotten really close to them through the cruise and some of the other events we've had that they've come to, and I saw them at the Hall of Fame for Zach. They were there too. I mean, they show up to everything, and they are hardcore. We've had Fan of the Year a few times. You know, got great exposure last year, the teacher down in Dade County.
Yeah,
she did great players. And
for doing math work.
For all the math work she was doing and putting athletes in there and numbers with, you know, stats and wonderful, wonderful woman. Just doing great stuff. So, and it just kind of fits in. But 275,000 fans in Detroit.
And the next big moment is the schedule, which they've also made into a marketing.
That's another.
It's a genius
thing
for the NFL.
Nothing like the 3-day of their draft, though. They got first round for day one, second and third round day two, and the rest of it and rookie free agency fills in Saturday.
Isn't by day three, though, everybody's burned out on the draft? No? I mean, it's like day three is like, oh, just
So I think the locals probably let it go, but the fans that pay to be there, they, hey, let's get breakfast. We got to go.
It's a party. It's a party. If you tell me I'm going to the draft for a party, okay, I get it. It's a social event.
But I'm not taking a shot at anybody, but
go ahead.
I'm never going to do that. No, you have to worry. Who? They did a nice job for the Lions, though. They had their two Hall of Famers, two of their greatest players, and then they had three or four of their players from that team that should have been in the Super Bowl last year.
They brought the Michigan team in, too. The national champs brought them in with the trophy.
They had the 49ers dead to rights in that game. Everybody forgets that.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And honestly, Green Bay had them, too. I mean, they were in good shape, both teams. Now, 49ers won the game. That's all that matters. But I saw the 49ers complaining, some of them, that they got screwed in the game. I'm like, you shouldn't be saying that. You're lucky your ass got to the NFC to represent in the Super Bowl, because Detroit was wearing you out. The coach made a couple very piggish decisions. Like, he had a nice lead. What are you doing? Going for it. Like, kick a field goal.
Yeah.
Kick a field goal. And he's standing by it like, I'm not changing anything. We got it wrong. By the way, Detroit's got a really good team. And
well, as long as their quarterback holds up, right? I mean, Jared Goff is.
But don't you have to say that about everybody?
Well, no, you don't have to say it about Kansas City or.
Yeah, but Kansas City ain't win anything without Mahomes.
Okay, but I mean, is Jared Goff, is that who he is? Can he play that way every year? I guess is what I'm saying. I know Patrick Mahomes is going to play that way.
I think he's okay. He's got a lot around him now. He's fine. Yeah.
He's okay.
I don't hear anybody going, we got to change.
But they had to pay him this offseason. They paid him this offseason. Now they can't afford as much around.
The guy that got paid that I'm not sold on is up playing for the New York Giants.
Yeah, well, that was
Daniel Jones.
That was dumb.
I know he's hurt last year, and they're going, it's not his fault. He's got nothing around him.
That's an example of why you don't pay players who haven't performed, because you're like, now you're strapping your franchise. Who's looking out for the franchise when they do something like that?
You know who's done a great job with quarterbacks through the years? There's one team that's really kicked butt.
Green Bay.
They just hit a jackpot on this guy. He quietly had 32 touchdowns and won some playoff. I went in and beat Dallas.
And he's rising. He hasn't reached his level of how good he is probably yet. That was his first year starting.
That's a pretty good handoff they've done. Now, I don't know if he's a Hall of Famer like the other two guys, Favre and Aaron Rodgers, but my God.
You can look at who's done well, and there's only a few of them. Because I don't think anybody knows how to judge quarterbacks except for a handful of people. And there's one, Andy Reid and Brett Veach in Kansas City.
They have.
And in San Francisco, even though they blew it on Trey Lance, just a monumental miss, they recovered with Brock Purdy.
But you look, usually you have a year or two off or like, you know, in between, but they literally connected that thing. Now, they weren't sure about last year how good he was going to be, right? He stepped in. He had some time. They didn't rush him to play. But
sure enough to get rid of Aaron Rodgers to push him out the door.
I don't blame him.
You know?
I got that act was getting old.
Absolutely.
Like, here, Jets, you see how you like it. Year one, you didn't like it too much. But see how you like it in year two. But, hey, that handoff for as long as Favre played, as long as Aaron Rodgers played there, and now this guy, look at all the other teams that have to go year after Dolphins.
I was going
to
say.
Year after Dolphins.
We don't have to look very
year
far.
After year after year. We don't have him. We don't. Oh, he's not the. Oh, he's not the answer. He was a nice Band-Aid for. Oh.
That's why I think teams are just throwing darts. The majority of them just throwing darts, hoping we got a quarterback in the draft. Like this draft, there won't be six great quarterbacks to come out of this draft.
Somebody's going to get the big whiff, yes.
Yeah.
Somebody's system, or he's just not what they thought.
You know who I'm predicting New England got the big whiff?
Could.
There's so many questions about him that, and I watched the ACC football, and I was like, now he was good as a junior. He went down as a senior.
You know who I thought was going to be really good? That was a first overall pick that I was wrong about. Really wrong. Jameis Winston. And I know he had some stuff happened at school that we found out about and followed him into the NFL. remember some issues.
He had
issues.
A personality, though, that I thought was going to be
he
great.
He did, but I
know I thought it was good as far as it would work. And
great leader
yeah.
of guys and his speeches and stuff, but he had a little dark side to him, too. We found out some things that happened in Uber and cars and just what he was preaching and preaching and what was happening, and then he couldn't help forts and throws. That was the biggest knock on him. He literally threw 30 touchdowns and have 30 interceptions. And that took Tom Brady into that Tampa Bay job.
It must be impossible for – it must be really hard to judge quarterbacks when you look at Zach Wilson goes second and Trey Lance goes third. You can come up the Hall of Fame bus list for quarterbacks of huge picks.
The Jets had to believe with that second pick. And I still remember the pro day throw. Remember, rolled to his left – threw it down the field 70-something yards and hit the guy in stride. And even all the scouts and all the front office that were there all cheered, like, wow, that was special. And the Jets go, there's our guy at number two. They knew Lawrence was going first. Trevor Lawrence was going first. They go, that's our guy.
And yet,
two.
As soon as he came in the door, it's like, oh, something's wrong,
yeah.
right? Like you couldn't.
He was called the white spoiled kid.
You couldn't see that beforehand, and obviously you couldn't because you wouldn't have taken. So I guess, again, I guess back to, I don't think other than a handful of people out there, everybody else can't judge quarterbacks. It must be just too hard. Andy Reid.
It hasn't been like, you're right.
Andy Reid had a Pro Bowler on his team, and they went out and they got Mahomes. Now he's an aging Pro Bowler, so the timeline fits.
Hey,
to
they
get
let
a
him sit a year. People forget sit Mahomes sat 1 year. He played one game at the end of the year.
And
that
they
year.
Traded up from 27th to 10th to grab him. And of course, now the story is that Sean Payton, they took him at 10th. Sean Payton sitting at 11th, and he was going
to
take him.
I don't know. That's always easy to say later.
That's what I'm saying.
That's kind of like the Dolphins have said we would have taken Josh Allen if he'd have fallen to
but
us.
But supposedly, and this could be confirmed through Drew Brees, Drew Brees brought some friends into the draft room and Sean Payton pulled him aside and said, hey, we're going to take this quarterback from Texas Tech, just so you know. So there's some you know.
See, Dave, you bring in some good stuff, man. That's some good stuff right
well,
there.
Well, I'm just fascinated by teams picking quarterbacks. Because, of course, we've had an upfront seat to passing on good ones and taking.
Well, the problem is when you whiff,
yeah.
you look like a complete dope as a GM. You look bad.
But again, San Francisco showed you how to recover from that. They made the boner of
terrible.
of the draft in trading up for Trey Lance, three number one picks, but no one's talking about that anymore because their seventh round pick came through. And they recovered. They learned yeah. how to, you know, that's the way to do it.
Got us, no question. But it is amazing. It used to be, and it's not so now, you whiff on a first, you're gone.
You're
like, what? Because your number one job as a GM, I do agree. I don't know who started this, but your number one job as a GM is to find a quarterback.
That's 65% of your job.
Find me a franchise quarterback, because that's this game is now the way it's set up. It's screaming. We've been sitting here going, we finally had to stop. We had to finally tell people you can't say anymore. Find the next Dan Marino. You stop it. You're not going to find the next Dan Marino. Nothing against Tua. He's never going to be Dan Marino. Nothing against whoever the next guy's going to be. He's not going to be Dan Marino. He's not going to have that makeup.
That's why I think New England sunk. They thought it'd be easy to replace Brady, right? They had that franchise arrogance.
Called Mac Jones Brady. No, they're not going to get another Brady either. They're not. It is funny that you talk about that. So it actually gets me looking because I've roomed with him, and I was really curious too. Like, damn, he's so good so early. You know, I was there and I saw him, and we went out socially, and I was always curious, like.
What separated him?
Yeah, what made him better than everybody in his own
other
class?
Other than the release and all that, what was the what's your answer? What have you come to?
Well, they're like, I could do a podcast on all the things. First of all, you can't teach the first wing. The first thing you can't teach. The quick release was only given to a God-given few, like he and his buddy Joe Namath and whoever else you want to put in there. But never, like, I always said this, third and five, he wasn't looking to get a first down at the end of the game. Third and five, everybody's sitting on a short route trying to get off the field, or fourth and five. And he's telling his guys to just go over the top. This is where I want to be. I'm going to hit you in stride for a winner. And I was like, really? Most quarterbacks just want to get, there's still 40 seconds. Let's get the first and get a little closer, and then we'll take a shot. Not him, but his confidence. He was just at home more than anybody else on the field. It just felt like going a day at the church, man. It was just another.
You know what I remember is him loving practice. He loved football so much. He loved practice.
Well, as long as we were going one-on-one drills, he did. He loved to get his guys and get guys talking trash back and forth. But you just can't.
How do you scout that when you're looking? I don't know.
The
thing, and it must be.
By the way, you
got
to do a background check too.
Yeah.
He didn't grow up easy. You know, he didn't grow up pampered. He grew up tough. And, I mean, I just think there's a whole bunch of stuff. But, listen.
I'll be interested in Andy Reid when he gets done and he talks about scouting for quarterbacks, what he was looking for. Because he's not going to give it up right now. But.
Well, I just have learned we just got to put let Dan Marino play in charity golf tournaments with Don Strock today at the diabetes charity event that Stroker's done forever. And just let him be. And he played in the Dolphin one the other day. And everybody – I mean, he's still, whatever it is he's got, like you say, he did two commercials. He can fly out every day and make lots of money.
Well, there's another. Stroker understood how to play quarterback. Now, obviously, he didn't have the talent of Marino, but he understood the concept of what a quarterback is.
I think Don had a big impact. By the way, the reason they're still great friends, had a great impact on how to act on and off the field, what to look for. I think Stroker simplified it. Don Strock simplified the game for him. Just a lot of good stuff, man. A lot of good stuff. I don't know, but if I could figure it out, we can make a lot of money. If we go, hey, we got you next. Hire Dave and Joe. We never miss on quarterbacks.
I think there's like 28 franchises who don't – they're throwing darts, and there's four of them maybe who know.
Well, anyway, hey, right now, got to talk about something else. And by the way, I mean a huge Dolphin fan, huge. Talking about Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah and their 33 years of experience, man. Unhappy clients. I want to talk to everybody out there that's been injured in an accident and hired a law firm that made you a lot of promises and promised great communication the whole way through. You are a priority to us. And then it never happens. Oh, man. Well, it will when you go to Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah. It will happen in their 33 years of experience. I'm telling you right now, they're implantation, by the way, to start with. But if you've had broken promises and been injured and not real happy and don't feel like a priority, come on over, baby. Come on over. They'd love to see you at the front door and take good care of you because that's what they do with their 30-plus years of experience. Boy, I'll tell you what, they are fantastic at what they do. They'll take care and handle your case personally from start to finish. Small enough to handle fender benders and big enough to go to trial against the largest companies right here in South Florida and win, baby, win. Go to their website. Best thing you can do. Harvey actually told me, you know, Joe, when you get going and talking about us, and no, I'm not an attorney for a firm, but I am good friends with those guys and love having a drink or two with them. But I tell everybody, like he said, go to CohenandJudah.com. That's the best thing you could do is go to their website, read what people are saying about him and the success they've had. And more importantly, it's nice to know there's no handoffs. They're going to handle. Not only they greet you at the door, but they're the ones going to handle your case from start to finish. 866-324-7333. That's CohenandJudah.com. Check them out. If you don't do anything else today and you're starting, I don't know if I want to look around again, no pressure. Just check it out. Check what people are saying about them. You'll be impressed. That's CohenandJudah.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one,
They're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Yeah, the teams will feel however we feel. I know how I feel right now, but by the time we get on that plane, this is a very mentally tough team, and a team that embraces really tough challenges. And we're also able to compartmentalize. You don't want to think about, you know, the big picture of this. It's about just going up there and doing whatever we have to do to get that win and get back here, you know, to our fans here in Miami. Like I said, our team really wants to play well in front of our fans. And so that's the motivation, you know, to get this thing back here.
All right, Spost never makes excuses. I got to give him credit. I keep waiting. And if there was ever a time where Spo maybe could have said, boy, we are really shorthanded for this game five. Jaime Jaquez, rookie out of UCLA that's really played well, one of the top rookies in the NBA this year, has a hip injury, not going to play. He didn't got hurt in the last game, so Jimmy and Terry Rozier are out, and Jaime Jaquez also out. Go get them, Caleb, Tyler, and Bam.
And this sort of defines, I mean, Spoelstra defines Heat culture when he talks about.
But he never
gives a sliver that it's always we have enough. Even
we
now,
have enough.
They could have four guys. We got enough. We can go. And they have won with in games where you think no chance.
So I tell you, Jaime was pretty good in that game. They did win. Hit some big threes.
He's a great pick. Great. Not only a great pick,
he's
but
pretty good in the fourth quarter too.
They developed him. How Spoh's brought him along and used him when he saw, hey, he's pretty good. You know,
he's a really mature when he got here. He played the whole time at UCLA. Didn't come out after a year. And his development has been fast, but so I give it to Spo. Go ahead and say it, Spo. You've never said it. Go ahead and say it. He goes, I'm not going to say it. We still have a chance.
We have enough.
We have enough.
We don't have enough. I've never heard that. Never even the suggestion. The giving that that exit door for anybody.
Nobody. And Mike McDaniel, I don't know if he did it. I don't remember him saying it when he had all those injuries. No, nobody wants to hear it. You know, football is amazing because there's 50, so many guys on the team. They're like, don't say it. Don't say it because all your pass rushers are out. Don't say it. Don't make excuses. You know what's weird? I haven't talked to you about something. I have to bring this up. Tyreek Hill, you know, he does podcasts every week, and he says stuff that everybody's going to talk about. He always does. You believe, and he got jammed in that Kansas City game and got knocked down. He claims he came off the field, and Mike McDaniel said, you're supposed to be the best player in football, and you let that happen? And the amount of money, why are we paying you that kind of money? It didn't sound like a Mike
I think it was after the – now, I could be wrong.
Was it the game
I think
in Germany?
The game in Germany, yeah.
And he did get jammed. I mean, we were watching, and they showed it again,
I love to hear stuff like that, though, because we don't hear that from Mike McDaniel, right? It's all – and I get it. You talk
I think
publicly.
It's tone of voice. Like, I don't see him doing it in a vicious, like, you are a waste of money.
No.
I could see a positive spin like, dude, you're supposed to be the best in football. You can't let that happen.
You're the highest paid player because you're the best in football. Play like it, you know? But Tyreek Hill took it as he loved it. He loved somebody – pushing him like that and talking to him. Sometimes even every, you know, I learned early, talking to players, they all want to be coached. They all want to be coached.
Everybody wants to be coached, yes. I do agree with that. I think everybody, no, leave me alone. I'm good. No. Hey, we can make you better with this. Like, yeah.
Because some of them want to be coached to be better. Some of them want to be coached to get to the second contract. But whatever reason.
By the way, Mike talks about second contract on guy. He tells him. He doesn't hide from the money thing. Like, play great. Listen to me. Play great in our system. And you can get paid. So it's an interesting message to these players. But, yeah.
Tyreek Hill will say things on his podcast. That
I know you guys in the Sun Center had an article, you know, with Tyreek too much in the offseason. No. He's here to play football.
I didn't have that article.
But no, that wasn't you. I'm just saying.
But yeah,
was,
yeah.
He was in the
news for a lot of misdemeanors. It was like, I'm not talking legal misdemeanors, behavioral misdemeanors.
He said, I got to make better decisions, which he's right. But he has been, listen, people are paying money to go watch him play and what he did. Because nobody else can do some of the stuff that he's done in some of these games, both on the road and at home. I tell you an interesting one before you go, and I know we're running out of time before we get to Kyle Krabs here. A lot of people said we got to cut back on those two guys. A lot of people are saying to keep those guys healthy, we can't use them so much.
A lot of people, and it's fair.
Tyreek. Well, one guy played 14 games, one played 16.
Yeah, Tyreek Hill.
Waddle also, and it's interesting. It's a good question to ask Mike McDaniel. Is there going to be more getting tight ends involved, the third receiver involved, and cut back on the use of your two horses on the outside that have put up unbelievable numbers the last 2 years? All right. Hey, we got a lot more coming up. Kyle Krabs is going to join us, breaking down some really, really good stuff. Joined us earlier in the morning to talk about this draft class and really studied it. I think you're really going to like it. Kyle Krabs of the podcast of the Dolphins coming up next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.